This is TWiT.
The new malware campaign called WireLurker is designed to damage files and steal data from Apple customers in China. The company that discovered the malware is Silicon Valley-based Palo Alto Networks, and they called it the biggest malware campaign they've ever seen. WireLurker has infected 467 OS X applications available through a third-party Chinese online store called the Miaodi App Store. Once installed, these OS X programs can infect iPhones or iPads that are connected physically to the infected Macs. Apple told iMore.com that, quote, "We are aware of malicious software available from a download site aimed at users in China, and we've blocked the identified apps to prevent them from launching." They basically revoked the certificate of the app. As always, we recommend that users download and install software from trusted sources. Seth Rosenblatt writes for CNET and joins us now. Welcome to you, Seth.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great, thanks. Now, who should be concerned about this? Probably not users in the U.S., right?
Not at this point, no. So the malware was delivered over OS X third-party stores, and users would download an app that looked legitimate. It turns out it would be a Trojan horse, and when you connected your iPhone through the USB cable, it would actually take legitimate apps that were already on your iPhone, open them, insert code, and then close them up again. So things that looked legitimate were actually phoning back to the malware writers.
And that's why they called it WireLurker, right? Because it requires that physical USB connection.
Exactly. And if you're not using one of these third-party stores, you're okay. The bad news is that it affects even people who have not jailbroken their iPhones.
Seth, what do we know about who's behind WireLurker?
At this point, unless there's been a late-breaking update, we know very little about them except that they're based in China.
And what's the difference between an attack by somebody with a jailbroken iPhone, and, for example, and one that isn't jailbroken?
Sure. So jailbreaking an iPhone is very similar to gaining root access on an Android phone, something that Windows and Mac users already have. They have access to the deepest levels of the operating system. Apple locked it down on iOS to prevent a lot of these kinds of problems. And so what's very remarkable about this is that it's using a technique that goes back to 2003 to get at iPhone and iPad users through their Macs.
Seth, do you have any idea how this is playing among Chinese consumers, whether this is going to actually have a business impact for Apple in China?
At this point, we haven't heard anything.
And has Apple really fixed the problem? Do you think they claim that they have, but is this a done deal?
They claim that they have. I've spoken with one security researcher who was not convinced. And this is actually sort of an ongoing problem for Apple that many independent security researchers feel that they don't go far enough in taking measures to remediate problems that crop up like this one.